Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. This is Barb Schwarz, and welcome to Staging Life with Barb. It's a great pleasure to be with you. It's an honor, actually. And whether you're listening live on the radio or you are actually listening online through the Internet, isn't that amazing we can do that? I just want to really welcome you to our show this week. And I'm so excited to share with you the guest that we have coming up. Her name is Tamar Felton, and she is the owner of the Star Store. Some of you saw the email that I sent out announcing our guest this week. And if you would like to be on my email list so that I could send you a little email on Friday every week of who's going to be on the show, I would really love to do that. So just let me know, and you would let me know by emailing Barb at stagetomes.com. I'm going to spell that STAGEDHOMES.com, Barb at stagetomes.com. And that way, you'll also be getting the email that I send out to listeners that have asked to know ahead of time. Also, we're going to be posting soon on my website, stagetomes.com. And you know, we're number one in the world in home staging on Yahoo and Google and a lot of the other search engines. And so I will have a place soon where we'll put the picture of the next guest. I have a number of guests lined up just for you so that you can get a lot of ideas about decorating, about home staging, ideas about health, and also creating wealth. That's important. And happiness, because that's what we all want to be. Isn't that the truth? And Eric, you're there in the studio. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Barb. How are you doing?
I'm just doing wonderful, and I appreciate your kind help. If you've heard the show before, and I want to welcome any of you that are new listeners, and welcome back our regular listeners, because it's a joy to have you with me on the airwaves, so to speak. And all of you that have listened to the show know how important Eric is, because he keeps us on the air. So, Eric, how's your weekend go? How'd it go?
It's been pretty good. I spent all of yesterday cleaning, so that wasn't so much fun. But so I'm a little sore from that. But you know, it had to be done. So now that I look at the house, it's like, oh, you know, it was a good thing.
Well, it sounds like a good thing.
Yes.
And you know, sometimes I feel the same way about the cleaning. But sometimes I actually, and you may have found this too, I get into this state, S-T-A-T-E, where I'm just buzzing around, and I'm in this groove cleaning, and then all of a sudden it almost can become meditative.
Uh-huh.
Did you experience that at all?
I don't know about that, but it sure is satisfying to take a look at the place. This is just exactly like what you're talking about with staging homes. It's like once you see it, you know, clean and organized and how it should look, it's so satisfying that all the hard work that you put into it really seems worthwhile, you know?
Yeah, it feels really good. I love that feeling. And I have had a bit of an interesting last 4 days. We've had guests on about our fur babies, you know, our pets.
Uh-huh.
And I flew back to the San Francisco area on Wednesday night after being in Seattle for a couple of weeks. And I'll be coming back week after next, I think, again, back to Seattle. And because I have a home, as you know, in both places,
mm-hmm.
and I feel blessed. One is a little bit small, and the other one's a medium size, so it works. And anyway, one of my fur babies, Sophie, was sick, and when I got here right away, I knew that she was. So I got off the plane at 8 o'clock and stayed at the emergency vet with her till almost midnight.
Now, is Sophie a dog also?
Yeah, she's one of the fur children. She's,
you have Sophie and you have Stager, right?
Stager, that's right.
There
and
you
so
go.
Sophie, my 85, 90-pound lab was sick, so I held her all night once I got back from the emergency vet. Thank God they have those places.
Uh-huh.
At midnight, and I held her so she wouldn't bother what they fixed or worked on, and so I didn't sleep that night. And then the next night, Stager got sick. And so it has been really interesting because Kirk, my husband, was staying in Seattle and was actually in a golf tournament over in Whidbey Island. And I thought about a lot of things we talk on the show, because I'll just say stuff, you know, it happens with S. Stuff happens to everybody.
Absolutely.
And Stager has been really ill, and so I was really concerned about him, and there are a lot of people that know who Stager is because he's on the website, and people mm-hmm. write, Dear Stager, not Dear Abby.
And they does really he give do out good it. Advice?
So, yeah, so I've had 3 nights with him that I didn't sleep, and so It's been an interesting 4 days, and I thought, you know, the one thing I can control are my thoughts. And so even though I'm exhausted, I've got to work on this because it took some conscious doing to stay positive and mm-hmm. hopeful, because it was a little scary. He's been really sick.
Well, how are they feeling now?
Sophie's doing so much better. She's the lab.
Glad to hear it.
And Stager is still not doing as well. I slept with him last night, as I did on Thursday night, in my arms, and he's been very, very sick. It'd be almost like dog flu in all directions. I'll just leave it at that to save our listeners. But it's just he's lost weight.
Dog stuff. You don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, really. And he's had a fever, and so it's, you know, when you have your fur children, because they're important to all of us that have pets, they can't talk to you and they can't tell you what's going on.
Right.
And so it's a guessing game, and even the vets were having challenges. So I was down there with him at 4:30 in the morning, on Saturday morning, and then again Saturday night, and then Sunday morning. And yesterday was the toughest day, because as we think about positive choice thoughts, because we love the name Positive Choice Talk Radio, it is a challenge sometimes, because things look pretty bleak. And so I just kept thinking, okay, stay with the positive of, you know, we've got what is the positive? Well, we've got great veterinarian help, the doctors, and they're open all night, so that's good. And so there were a lot of positive things to still dwell on, but it's really easy to go into the fear that you're going to lose, you know, one of your family members, even in this case, as a puppy or a dog, because their family members do. So we just got our fingers crossed, and lots of medicine,
absolutely,
antibiotics, and a lot of medicine. And so now I've shared a little bit of what the part of my last week all the way up to this morning was like. And I'm just working hard to take good care of him. So all of the listeners that have their animals, they know what this can feel like. And if you feel like sending an email to Stager, he's online. So it's stager@stagetones.com, and I'll read him what you write him.
Great. Well, we hope he feels better soon.
Well, thanks, sweetie pie. We do too. And again, they're so helpless. And when they have fever and infections, it can be a guessing game. It was very interesting from another perspective, being in the animal hospital at such wee hours of the morning and watching the crisis that come in there. It was like an ER room in a hospital. And, you know, in an ER room in a hospital, people have heart attacks, and they may have gotten hurt on the job, even in the nighttime, for all of us that work at night. And so God bless people that are doing that, too. And, you know, maybe an automobile accident, or really sick with pneumonia or something. Well, the emergency vet was the same kind of thing. You could have just substituted for the people. It was the same kind of crisis. One dog, Eric, had chewed through a cord and electrocuted himself.
Oh, no.
And so he was still alive, and they told that owner, and she's in tears. And it was really interesting that, you know, if he made it by 11 that morning, that he would make it. And I checked later, and he did. So he'll have some recovering to do. But my heart really goes out to all the great veterinarian people across the country as well as the world.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, they just do such a great job. Now, in the middle of all that little saga, which is important to Stager, just want to say again that as we look at crisis that may happen, whether they're small or large in your own family, it's staying to the positive and working hard not to go to the fear side. And so that's something that I like to talk about on every show. And we have a wonderful guest coming up. Is Tamara there?
We don't have her yet. What I was thinking is maybe we should take a break a little bit early.
Take a break.
And
that's
that way, when
now.
We come back, we'll be uninterrupted with our discussion with
right.
her.
Right. Well, I knew we were going to take a break, and everyone listen to our great sponsors and commercial breaks that we have, because they keep us on the air. And so do give them your business. And so I was going to say that she's coming up soon, and we're working hard to make that connection with her on Whidbey Island. And so you stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, and welcome to Staging Life with Barb. We talk about home staging and decorating, and we talk about, a lot of times, health and happiness and fitness and nutrition. And also, I love to talk with our wonderful owners of certain stores that are my favorites. And today, I'm just so excited that we have Tamara Felton with us. And she is one of the owners, along with her husband, of the Star Store. And she owns the Star Store on Whidbey Island. And there are very few places that would be more special or favorite to me. And you may not know that, Tamara, but your store really is. So how are you?
Oh, I'm just great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. We were talking about, if you listened ahead of time, our fur children and how sometimes things happen. And so both of my fur babies have been sick, but we're just getting them better as fast as we can.
Oh, I know how that is, too. I have three fur babies, two cats and a dog. And, boy, they're just like my kids, too.
They are. Well, I want to tell everybody a little bit about where the store is located, because Whidbey Island is so magical to me, and I consider it my true home. And every time I'm on the island, I sing with joy. And so you have the Star Store, and it's located on First Street, right?
Yes, in Langley.
And the exact address, and I'm having a little trouble hearing you, so I'm going to have you speak into the phone really clearly.
Okay.
As loud as you can, and you're at 201 First Street.
We're
now, tell everybody the different parts of the store that you have.
Well, we have many parts of the store. We're like a little mini culmination of all sorts of shops. We have a mainstream grocery store that concentrates on natural foods, and then we have a clothing store for men, women, and children, and we have toys and kitchen goods and linens and shoes, just a variety of different items, gifts and clothing and everything.
Well, I love you have the shoe department, too.
Yes, we have a great shoe department, and I don't know, anybody can come in. They can be in the family, they can be uptown, downtowners, or just community people shop there, so it's a great place to be.
I love your shoes. In fact, everyone listening, you know, sometimes it's just really important to get out of the box and just have fun, and I love whimsy in staging, decorating, and clothing and shoes, too. And at the Star Store now, they have these darling little high heels that are mule, I think that's what we call them, right? That you slip your foot into so there's no back to them, and they're black and white polka dots.
Oh, we love polka dots. We've been bringing in polka dot shoes, polka dot dresses, even polka dot linens for the kitchen. It's really fun. Black and white dots, and of course, you and I have touched on black and white before.
Yes, we have. When did you fall in love with black and white?
Oh, I think always. I think my mother used to dress me in little black and white checks and black and white dots, and I don't know. I think I picked it up back then, but I love the you know, the opposite, the yin and yang of it.
Right. Right. Well, I totally agree with that, and one of the things that I feel, and for our listeners that love to decorate their homes or stage for homes for a living or stage to live, because you don't have to sell to stage your home. Your home's the stage every day of your life.
Right.
Is that, to me, black is a color and white is a color, and all of the other colors fit in between.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that. I love that, like, black is the culmination of all colors and white is the lack of color. And I don't know, the two of them together are just very dramatic, very classic. I mean, even the cathedrals in Europe still have, you know, the black and white floors that have gone through all the ages, you know.
Well, they're so beautiful. And any room that I stage or decorate, just something that is my own style that I like to pass on to our listeners just to think about is you could have a room full of pink and purple or orange and fuchsia or whatever colors, but I always have something that is black and white in the room, even if it's really little, like a little black and white tablet or a black and white pen or pencil, or like you, I've done all rooms sometimes in black and white, but every room always has a little black and white in it wherever I live and wherever I work.
Yeah, and you can do a little black and white and touches of color, like you said, any color can go in there.
Now, what are some of your favorite things in the store right now that are in black and white?
Oh, boy. Well, of course, I'm leaning towards the linens. because a little touch like that you can just add to your kitchen and make it look a little bit different. We've just gotten, I think, the polka dots in the dresses.
Right,
it's a kind of a vintage look, and everybody coming out of the dressing room looks like, oh, Greta Garbo or Marilyn Monroe. It's really a fun, vintage, fantasy kind of look, and it goes really nicely with those little mule shoes, you know, kind of sexy, and I don't know, it's just kind of fun.
I need to have you save one of those dresses for me because, seriously, I'll be back the last week of the month at home on the island, and actually taking a little R&R, which I don't know when I've done that in I don't know how many years, but it's just going to be so great because as I do that, I've got my high heels, and then when the store was closed, I was showing my friend Jenny Norris around the island, and she fell in love with the island. Now she says, oh, my gosh, she wants to have a place there, too. But I saw in the window the strapless dress, black and white polka dots.
Yeah.
And does that come? I'm very upfront and just have a great time on the show. And does that come in sizes or small, medium, large? How does that come?
Small, medium, large. Yeah.
Small, medium, large. So
yeah.
What would a small fit?
About a 5'6" to a 6'7".
Can you set one aside for me?
Will do, dear.
I hope so. Please, please, please. I'm serious, and I'll come get it at the end of the month. And
yeah.
And it is strapless, everyone, and it's kind of a fitted bodice to the waist, at least it looked like that
yeah.
in the store window, and then it flares out to a big skirt. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's kind of that fun look that Lucy and Ethel used to wear, or Norma Jean, you know. It's just it's fun, but it's very classic.
Awesome.
You would look marvelous, darling. In
awesome,
it.
Awesome. With my new red hair. No.
With your beautiful red hair, yeah.
Well, thank you. I've decided red's my color. And
oh, it is. You look fabulous.
Lucy's
really.
One of my heroes or heroines, whatever word we use,
yeah.
because her first television show was at the young age of 40 years old, and I believe that Ricky wasn't born until she was 42 or 45 or something.
Wow.
I could have that part mixed up, but there are so many great people that have come before all of us that we've watched on television that that dress just reminds me of that style. And,
yeah.
and I don't know anybody on the planet that wouldn't look great in that those high heels and that dress.
Oh, I know.
It's true.
You can be the drama queen with it, too.
There we go. Now, let's tell everybody about the drama queen because I bought one of them and brought it back to the place we have in the Bay Area that's called High Maintenance. And then
oh, yeah.
Which I really like to think I'm not, but, you know, I really liked her. She had red hair and red shoes. And then I got one from my friend Jenny Norris
uh-huh.
that says something like, look at all these children following me around. Who do they belong to anyway?
Oh, I know. I love those.
So tell everyone what we're talking about.
They're little metal forms that are shaped like women, all dressed up in sequins and furs and netting, and they have little sayings, and they're just... Some of them say drama queen or I must not obsess, I must not obsess, you know. They are just humor, just a little something to give somebody when you can't figure out what else to give them. And each one fits a personality, somebody that you know. So it's a fun little useless thing, but it's really nicely done.
She's just precious. I have her sitting on the bar area, and everyone, they're shaped kind of like an L that
yeah.
comes down. The back is metal, and it comes straight down, and then it comes across, and then down again for the legs to hang below where you set them. And probably, what would you say, they're at least 12 inches high, 14
yeah,
inches?
Yeah, I think they're at least 12 inches high. And the one that suits my personality is best stressed.
There you go. There you go. And I love the one about shoes. What was that one called?
Oh, gosh.
Shoe Goddess, maybe?
Oh, yeah, Shoe Goddess. Yeah.
Shoe Goddess. And then wasn't there one that said I ended up looking like my mother or something?
Yes. Oh, the Greatest Fear. Yeah.
Yeah. And Eric, being a man, I know that this may sound
totally.
Funny, but and that's fine because they are cute, but they're just killers when it comes to having one for, like, your girlfriend, your mother, your sister, or whatever. And what the artist has done, I think, and I could be wrong tomorrow, so you correct me if I am, but I have these little things I've hung in my kitchen that are made out of metal that are like little chefs, and they're black and white metal, and then there was a golfer chef and all these little things. And so that same artist, it looked like, made them, and now she's gone into larger work. Is
it
that true?
Yeah, it could very well be. And
I got one for Helga, my real estate partner, when we were selling together on the island, and then I got one for my dad and one for myself. And
they're just,
I know when people see them, they know exactly what I'm talking about, even if they're not quite sure right now. But when you go to the Star Store in Langley, which is like divine to me, you will ask for these figurines. And what are they called again?
Dolly Mamas.
Oh, Dolly Mamas!
Dolly
Mamas! Dolly Mamas.
You know,
and what is the retail on that? I bought two of them, but I'm working to remember. How much are they? Do you remember?
There's three different sizes. There's a $19.95, a $29.95, and I think the largest one is $39.
So well, they'd really be great for staging homes well as for presents.
They
and
just give
so
a
fun. So I'm sure the
humor.
High maintenance one that I purchased will be out in a home soon for staging because it will just create such a fabulous touch. And there's black and white on each of them too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amongst other colors, lots of other colors, and lots of pink.
Yes, lots of pink.
There's pink going on out there today too.
Now, in a few minutes, we're going to take another break, but I want you to stay tuned, and I'm going to ask you one more question before we do that, but I want you to stay on with us, and our listeners stay tuned, because there are a lot of other ideas that I want to ask you about tomorrow. And so when you say what you just said about pink, what colors are you seeing out in the world where you purchase items for the store that you see are really coming into trend or in trend right now or emerging colors?
Pink.
Pink.
Pink, all sorts of pinks, from fuchsias, dusty pinks, deep pinks, bubblegum pinks. It's. I think everybody's just been hungry for the new color, and pink hit this spring pretty heavily, and people just gobbled it up. And right now, even for fall and even going into holiday, pink is there.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's funny how many people thought they couldn't wear pink, and yet they're doing pink, even pink on the bottom, you know, if they have another color on top, like
black
or black and white. But even in the linens department, it's following in the housewares, they're accenting with pink. So, again, black and white in there, and you add some pink, and I'll throw in a plastic, tacky, pink flamingo, you know, and there you go.
And you have those as well as these darling lights, everyone, that you plug in.
Of course, yeah.
Go all the way from stars to cows and sheep and cactuses and, you know, the pink flamingos. And so there are so many departments you have. And before we take our break, are you there?
Yes.
Didn't want to lose you. I heard a pop. I know that you have the men's department, too.
Yeah.
As well as, in the grocery store, a fabulous wine department.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. My husband, Kirk, loves to buy wine at the Star Store because you have such a great selection.
It is a great selection, yeah.
And then you have the greeting cards and the wrapping paper, and then the shoe department and the ladies' wear, and then the housewares, everyone,
mm-hmm.
as well as the kids' department. And there are sale items upstairs that are on sale, and then the grocery, which the stressing of the natural foods is so wonderful. So everyone stay tuned. And tomorrow, it's just so great having you on with me. You're making my day. You have no idea. So stay on, and everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back. And welcome to Staging Life with Barb. I so appreciate you listening to the show each week. One of you called and said that you just lived for the show while you cleaned houses, and you have no idea how much that means to me. Because we're all in this together. It's called life. And so as we share times together on the airwaves and on the radio, just love to have you call and ask questions anytime you'd like or anytime you'd like to visit. My goal is to honor you and have you feel great, not to have you feel anything else but that. Eric, what's the number people can call to talk on the air with me?
That would be 425-373-5527 or our toll-free line 1-888-298-5569.
Now, sweetie, I'm going to have you repeat that really slowly because I couldn't get that down myself. No. So tell everybody the 425 again.
425-373-5527.
373-5527. Good job. And what's the toll free?
That would be 1-888-298-5527. 5569, which is also 888-298-KKNW.
Hey, good. Love the station so much. And thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. So anytime anyone feels like calling in, please do. You might want to ask Tamara a question about Whidbey Island. How long have you lived on the island?
We've been here for about 25 years.
You're a native.
Yeah, we're native now, boy.
You are. You're only 26 years old.
Oh, of course, yeah.
That's right. You look it, you know. Everyone, she is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen, and I believe life is short, so I always say speak up. And, you know, some people may say things and mean it, or some may not. When I say things, I mean it. And your skin and your hair and your grace, really, as a person, is just so wonderful to be around. So whenever you go into the store, ask if you could say a quick hi to Tamara. I'm sure she wouldn't mind. Would you mind?
Oh, gosh. You're just making me turn pink right now.
Well, good. Pink's the in color.
Hey.
That's what we learned last segment. Now, what about this beautiful, bright, sun-kissed orange?
Oh, very good. Orange is still coming in.
I love that color.
I do, too. It makes everyone just look very, very vibrant.
And it's so interesting to me because before I never really liked orange at all, and now all of a sudden I'm just like wild over orange.
You can't get enough of it, huh?
I know. So pink's coming, I'm sure.
Pink.
That'll
pink
be my next habit is pink, pink, pink. What do you have in the store right now in housewares? And everyone, I'm talking about the Star Store on First Street, and there's only one, the Star Store on First Street in on Whidbey Island in Langley. And, you know, you take the ferry over from Mukilteo. Straight over. It's only a 15-minute ferry ride, and that's really fast. And then you get off in the town called Clinton, and you go straight up the hill, and just go, I don't know, a mile or so, and you'll see the arrow that says turn right to Langley. And you take Langley, that road, all the way into the trees. It's so beautiful. And don't get off that road, and that becomes First Street, and the Star Store is on your left. And first you'll see the grocery store part. And then next you'll see the women's clothing and housewares, and then the next, you know, the men's. And it kind of looks like you own the whole block, girl. Well, it's just great. Now, in housewares right now, what do you have in, if there are things, in the orange and the pink in housewares?
In the housewares, they're actually doing, again, the linens. I think that's the easiest way and the most economical way for someone to accent their home with a new color that's in for fashion is just in some linens and rugs. The rug, you know, just throw a nice, fun pink in front of your sink, and there you go.
Wow. I like to call that home fashion.
It is. It's kind of a fun thing. And, you know, it's just different ways, as in your business, of staging homes. I mean, we stage our store so that when people come in, you know, they see little vignettes of color and styling, and it's the same as what you do.
Well, you do such a great job of that. And I know when I had Jenny Norris with me, whose home is in Roseville in the Sacramento area of California, and I had asked her to be my co-chairwoman for the International Association of Home Staging Professionals convention tomorrow, and we just had that in May last month in the San Francisco area. And the association that I started of home stagers, which is the only one in the world, I also asked if she would, well, actually, she volunteered in this case to run for vice president and won. And so when we were in the store of yours, the Star Store, we were actually observing some of the vignettes that you had set up because we use that word a lot in our business. And just thinking about some of the things in the store for my stagers that are listening or to decorate your home or stage your own home, upstairs are these incredible beads. I mean, they used to maybe be called hippie beads that hung on these pieces of bamboo that you could walk through the doorway. And they used to be ribbons, you know, those cheap plastic ribbon things.
Yep.
Well, you've got the most incredible beads upstairs that we bought that I'd already gotten last year, others and the year before from you. And some of them are bamboo. Some of them have been little pieces of stars that are white, shiny.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saw you had the black ones in.
Yes.
And then some were kind of pink and a beautiful blue and yellow.
A lot of pink.
And these are long beads that you could put. I put one of your sets, and I think they're like $20. Is that right?
Yeah, just 20.
See, I memorize things because I love the store.
You are good.
Well, thanks, love. I've gotten little kids' chairs from you. I've gotten children's clothes to put in rooms that I'm staging, little pairs of shoes, little T-shirts.
Yeah.
Because you were working in the office, and I swing in there, and I just had the best time. And so those beads that just don't look anything like what used to be in the 60s are just very trendy and up-to-date. I love them. One thing, I put them over the top of a shower door. You know how shower doors slide back and forth?
Right, right.
And some of them are ugly.
Yeah.
You know, not the ones with the shower curtains, but with the permanent door. So there was enough room on the top of the rail that the door moves on the top piece, to take that top plastic bar that the beads hang down from and just place it up in the rail heading.
Oh,
and then
that's
the
a great
beads
idea.
Came down in front of the shower door, and voila, it just looks fabulous.
Oh, it's fun. You know, I have them in my home, and I feel like I have a little part of a Moroccan look going in one room, and we have beads, the bamboo beads that have clusters of grapes on them also. I mean, it's just in the painting on the beads and going into the wine room, and it just gives a little bit of a fun flavor, and the cats go through it, and it sounds like little, you know, bamboo.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, what flair have and theme have you used in some of your key rooms? Because knowing how the Star Store looks, and I haven't had the honor of being in your own home yet, the one that you sold I've been in, but not the new one that you've moved to, what theme do you have in the living room, dining room, kitchen, and master bedroom, if I may ask? What colors, and how did you set that up?
Well, it's pretty much has a flavor. I have little bits of leopard and little bits of, I don't want to use the word, but that Tommy Bahama type of look, you know, where you have a lot of the palm trees influence. My name, Tamar, means palm tree, so I have this tendency to like things that have palms on them. So it's, you know, it's a lot of that green and some burgundies and black and white in the kitchen and little fun things. And also, my husband is very into different wines and wine bottles, so using them as decor also is fun. And all the little wine toppers that have jewels in them little beads, just kind of a little Moroccan and yet still almost a Pacific Rim feel also, if you can imagine that.
Well, those jewels, you can buy those, can't you, to put on the top of the bottle?
Yes, yeah.
And I see them in different colors and different types of beads, and it's so festive, and to me, life is a stage, and our home is a stage, and I can just imagine from what you're sharing that be so great to see your rooms.
The wine bottles all dressed up, you know.
Yeah.
They're wearing their jewels. And we even had wine bottle fur, faux fur.
Oh, I love it.
It's just a cover that goes over your bottle. And it's, I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but it looks like.
No, I bet it looks fabulous.
It's just fun.
Well, you know, faux fur, think how great you and I would look in that.
Well, yes.
And so when you're entertaining everyone, I think it's, it just shows, even if, you know, the budget can be really low sometimes.
Yeah.
I know that happens in different times of the year for all of us. And then we have, you know, other higher budgets at other times for other parties. But even just to go and get one of the wine bottle covers in the beads, and that's the one thing that you purchase and use your regular dishes, et cetera, it just shows your guests, I think, that, wow, this person not only took the time, but they're being creative and they care about me as their guest.
And they just want to give a little bit of humor, too. I think that's
right.
So much of it. We like to do things here in our home that have little funny areas. And,
right.
And then in the store, I love to hear people laugh. I mean,
right.
So much of having different cards that have humor, or the little dolly mamas, you know, that
yes.
Humor.
Now, when you think of the store right now, and I know today we're not talking about the grocery store as much, although I must say that I bought a yellow coat in the grocery store, I think, for $34.95 that I still have, and I love that thing. And I saw you had a black one recently in the grocery store, and these are like waterproof.
Yeah.
And so it's where the women's wear and housewares merges into the grocery store. They're just around the corner, and that fits almost anybody's budget. But today we're talking about housewares and colors and women's fashions. And when you think of the store right now, if, you know, if I'm going to come in this afternoon or tomorrow, and that can be with one of our listeners or many of them over the weekend or something because of their work schedule, what are some of the things you want to make sure they don't miss? In the store.
In the store.
The black and white polka dot dress, the black and white shoes.
And, you know, we're changing into that season. We're really going to need some swimsuits pretty soon.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I know as much as people hate to put swimsuits on, it's now's the time to do it when there's a really good selection.
Right.
And getting, again, fun shoes. I mean, it's right now we'll start going into fall transition in about 3 weeks, and
wow,
you may as well, while you're here, go for the summer. I mean, we're going to
wow.
have summer. I just know
when,
it.
We're going to take another break here in just a minute, but how many times do you go to market to purchase things?
I go to the local, five local ones a year that's held here in Seattle, and then two in Las Vegas. They're the largest shows in the world. It's called Magic. And then I hit L.A. a couple times a year.
And how long do these... When you go to Las Vegas for Magic, how long do you stay?
It takes about 3 to 4 days to do it. You can't get through the whole show without spending that much time. It used to be 1 million square feet, and now it's 3 million square feet.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's a lot to cover. And you have
Oh, my gosh.
It's rushing around a lot.
Now, everyone... Hold tight, because we're going to go to commercial break and listen to our sponsors. We love our sponsors. They keep us on the air. And when we come back, I want to ask you how you decide to purchase things at shows such as Magic in Las Vegas. So everyone stay tuned. You're listening to Barb Schwarz with her special guest, Mara Felton from the Star Store in Langley on Whidbey Island. And this is Positive Choice Talk Radio. 11:50 a.m. on the dial, KKNW. You stay tuned. We'll be right back. One of the theme songs that Eric, the producer, plays for me is that song, I'm So Excited. And I just get so excited. And, it, you know, I do that because it makes me feel good, too. And so sometimes I see people walking around, and they look so sad and gloomy, and I'm thinking, you know what? If they just put a smile on their face, they might feel better, because every time we smile, it sends those magic endorphins to our... body, really, that are very healing. And so sometimes people say, boy, you smile a lot. And I know that my special guest, Mara Felton from the Star Store on Whidbey Island in Langley, does the same. And we hope it makes other people feel good, and it also makes us feel good, doesn't it, Mara?
Oh, absolutely. I do. I smile a lot. I have a lot of nice little laugh lines because of that.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
good.
People think I'm strange on the street sometimes. I'll just smile at them, and they're like, I know you.
I know. Me
but
too.
Okay.
I just had that happen when I went to the grocery store recently. And sometimes people smile back and sometimes they don't. But,
I know.
either way, they noticed.
Yeah.
And so
it's
maybe it
thing.
Helped their day.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask you, as I said before we went to break, when you go to, because I'll go to shows or places to, I'm talking about marts, design centers, that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
to purchase. And there's two ways to do it. One is to walk through the whole thing, then go back and buy what I put on a list. Or the other is to buy as you go. Which do you do when you go to the 3 million square foot magic show in Las Vegas where you purchase things for your store?
Well, I kind of do both. I walk the show, but I walk the show so fast, and I just suck up as many catalogs and take notes as fast as I can, so that when I do get back to the room, I can lay it all out and decide from then. I wait till the very end of the show before I make any major decisions, because I want to make sure I've covered all my bases and that I've seen the best of what the feelings that I'm going for are.
Great. So as you're going then, and I've done that too, I just love hearing you talk about this. So you're picking up all these catalogs, and you go back to your hotel room. And so do you have, like, three piles, the no pile, the maybe, and the yes pile, or
oh,
how do you do that?
Maybe 17 piles, but no, no.
That a girl.
The whole bed is covered with them, and my husband says, Don't bring it to bed.
I know.
But you have to, you know. You have to kind of eliminate right then because I can only bring so much back on the plane, you know.
Right.
They have a limit of pounds of how many things you can bring.
That's right.
So I try to do that and, you know, get a gut feeling for what looks are going on out there. And you notice what kind of booths are attracting more and more people if there's lines, people waiting, and something new. Everybody's always looking for something new, new bells and whistles and colors. And so it's
right.
You have to see it all, though. That's what I have to do.
And so how many days does it take to see it all?
It takes 3 or 4 days. I think 4 is the longest I can bear staying. It's a great show, but there's just physical walking, lots of walking.
Now, you always dress so beautifully. What kind of shoes do you wear when you're doing this because of the feet?
I wear comfortable shoes, but they're still fun.
Yeah. This is good. You can get those at the Star Store.
Absolutely. You have to get them at the Star Store.
By the way, you have some of the most fun jewelry at the Star Store. Every time I come to the store, I always leave with a bracelet or a key ring or these little crystals that I'll put on my purses.
Yeah.
And I also love, now that I say purses, I love the bags and the purses. And I'm so serious, everyone that's listening, about this black and white. There's something very healing about black and white. And some of my listeners know about the heart surgery that I had. I've had 2 of them, actually, and I had never been into black and white, and it had always been other colors. And so we were living, actually, on Saratoga Road with the French house that we had at that time. And then with my heart surgery, I decided to downsize, and my husband agreed, and we moved over to Useless Bay Golf and Country Club on the golf course, and bought a, you know, simple, nice house, modest, and then did do some remodeling. But when I got out of the hospital tomorrow, I just all of a sudden started craving black and white, and I didn't even know why. And since then, because that's 4 years ago, and I'm feeling great, which is wonderful for all of us to feel great. Hopefully everybody listening feels great. If not, then we need to work until we do by getting the right nutrition, exercise, doctor, whatever it takes.
Yes.
And I love my herbs as well as different medicines that we need sometimes. Mm-hmm. I just began to realize as I look back that's where I got this idea that black is a color, and to me white is a color too, and everything in between is a form of that.
Yeah.
So it's the yin and the yang, as you said, and so to me, that's why it feels so healing. And I urge everyone to go to the Star Store. It's one of the greatest places to find special black and white things, whether it's a little black and white rug or a black and white bracelet or just something very inexpensive or expensive, because you have price ranges all over.
Yes.
From a real low to higher. But nothing's, I don't think, really expensive.
Nothing too high. We try to
save. So it fits most people's budgets.
Yes.
And bring that home and add that to some of your rooms. I just love what you've done with purses, jewelry, clothing, as well as the decorative things. Because I love those little rugs you have that they either have, they're like little rag rugs, or they have those loops.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, they're the monster rags.
And I've got those all over my house.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I do. I own part of the Star Store.
I love you. Did I mention that?
Not really, everyone. I just love to take it home with me.
You're a great customer.
Now, your husband, what does he manages and runs the grocery?
Yes.
Okay, so that's how you divide this up.
We do. We work together, and yet we have our own departments, and that way we're going on 29 years of marriage, and it's all working well.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
congratulations. Now, you have Star Store Basics, and that's on the Second Street.
Across the street.
Is more nutritional, right?
Yes, it's more of your supplements and Chinese herbs and other ways of healing.
And then you've got the new store. Tell everybody about the new store.
Well, we just opened our third store out on Bayview Corner. It's about 7 miles away, and it's really concentrating more on the natural food part of it. It's more like a small version of our main store, but we have health organic, a deli, a great deli. We still have a wine selection, fresh produce, and local produce, and a little bit of fun things in there, too. You have to, I always have to have a little funny area, you know, a little color. So it's doing very well. It's been very well received. So,
well, everyone listening, the Bayview Corner on Whidbey Island is pretty much between Langley, right on the highway on 525, and Freeland. And I love going there because the farmer's market is every Saturday and now Sunday. And then there's a beautiful nursery, Bayview Nursery. And Sean has opened up the Color Box. And by the way, everyone, Sean's going to be one of my future guests next month, who is a hair designer and is going to talk about the latest trends in hair as far as styles, cuts, and color. And then there's a wonderful new little gift shop. And then there's the bicycle shop, right?
Yeah, it's great.
And so there's a place that you can eat outside. And my, everyone, all of you that are involved in that project have done the greatest job. It's this old, old building that has been redone. And you've kept the integrity of the building.
Absolutely. They have done a wonderful job. They've used the old lumber that was the formation of the building, and they've remilled it to do trim. It's just been great.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being my guest today, and I want to give your phone number, too, because if anyone would like to call you, and I believe I'm getting the right phone, it's 360-221-5223. And that would be the Star Store on First Street, 360-221-5223. You also have a website, Star Store, no, your email, don't you?
Yeah.
Email starstore@whidbey.com.
Mm-hmm.
And Whidbey, sometimes I know it can be a mystery to spell. It's W-H-I-D-B-E-Y.
Right.
And Star Store is one word, starstore@whidbey.com. And so you can email Tamar there if you'd like. T-A-M-A-R is your beautiful name.
Oh.
Who gave you that name, your mom or your dad or both?
She likes unusual things.
Huh?
She just liked unusual things.
I just love your name. I've never met another Tamar, and I don't think I ever will. And there's only one of you, so that's
just
perfect.
Me.
Well, we really want to thank you. I want to thank you for being on the show. I know everyone has really gotten some great ideas, and hearing about colors and trends and how you shop and some of the things in your own home, whimsy is so important these days.
Whimsy.
So I just want to say a great big thank you to you. Thank
well,
you
thanks
so
for
much, and
me.
You have a great day tomorrow.
Thanks, Barb. Bye-bye.
My joy. Bye-bye. Eric, my dear, how many minutes do we have left?
Barb, we've got just about 2.5 minutes left here.
Just about 2.5 minutes. She is such a special lady, and I can't wait till people go into the store and meet her because she just glows. She's fairly petite and beautiful, page boy, blonde hair like I've always wanted, Eric. I've never had hair like that, but I always wanted it. So
there's still time, Barb.
Well, okay, good. That's true. They got, in my case, I just got the red bottle. But I want to, as we bring today's show towards an end, to really just share a couple of real important thoughts, and they may be quickly shared, but they come from the heart. And remember that the word, the spoken word, is not just a sound, and it's not just a written symbol. Your word is actually a force, and it's a power that you have to express and communicate with everyone. It is also how you think through words, and thereby to create events in your life. And as you create that power with your spoken word, it's a gift that really comes directly from God, from the universe, whatever word is the most important and precious to you. And through your spoken word, you express your creative power. And I really, really believe, and practice saying this, that you are a creative genius. We, you know, find ourselves some days just kind of beating ourselves up saying, why did I make that decision, or why did I even say what I just said to somebody else if we hurt their feelings and or our own feelings, and yet we have the ability to use other words to remedy all kinds of situations. And the most important person you talk to is really yourself, because how you talk to you then is an extension, and that's how we talk to others. So it's through your word that you really manifest everything. And I love that word manifest. What a great word that is these days. And that's regardless of whatever language you might speak, whether it's Spanish or Italian or English. And the word is the most powerful tool that you have as a human. I really, really believe that. It is a tool of magic. And so build great words inside of you. Think great words. Make positive choices as you go throughout the week, because those choices are going to be coming at you. So let's make positive ones. And I want to thank you, Eric, and I want to thank
you,
Mara Felton. You're so welcome for being my special guest. And I want to thank all of you that are listening.
And we're out of time.
And we'll see you next week.